We have more updates on Julius Randle and his recovery from injury. The reports have been a little bit confusing. Some reports indicate that Randle is taking contact, only it's been light. Other reports are suggesting that he hasn't taken contact yet and he's only working with pads. However, resident NBA insider for SNY, Ian Bagley, recently spoke to Tom Thibodeau and got a lengthy response from him regarding Julius Randle and where he currently is in recovery, what he's doing, and what type of contact, if any, he's currently taking. We're going to break down this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Julius Randle is still not taking full contact, but here's what we have to explain. What's full contact? Because there are so many reports out there that are suggesting that Julius Randle has already taken contact in some type of form, even if it's light contact. Well, according to Ian Bagley, after he spoke with Tom Thibodeau, here's the following update that he got for him regarding Julius Randle and where he currently is regarding recovery. According to Bagley, Tom Thibodeau said the following about Julius Randle and his conditioning, which is quote-unquote good. According to Tom Thibodeau, Randle is shooting, doing individual work. That's all good. He can do 5-0, that sort of thing, light contact with the pads. Randle hasn't been cleared for full contact yet. That's the next step in his rehab from a shoulder dislocation. Thibodeau was asked on Tuesday about the specific steps Randle needs to take to be cleared for contact. It's him feeling better, according to Tom Thibodeau. You got to continue to strengthen the shoulder and go from there. The coach said there's no timetable for Randle for when he gets cleared for contact. If/when he returns, Randle needs to be able to take contact on that shoulder and use it to create space. There is a risk of re-injury, of course. Bagley continues, at the moment, Randle is taking controlled contact, according to Tom Thibodeau. You know what the move is, so you can brace yourself for it. So there's a progression to what you have to go through. Randle will travel with the Knicks on their 4-game West Coast road trip, which begins Thursday night in Portland. Shout out to Ian Bagley for giving us this update about Julius Randle and where he currently is on the road to recovery. You wanted the answer, right? You wanted to know if Julius Randle was taking contact or not. And the answer was very clear from Tom Thibodeau. Yes, he is. Controlled contact. But what is controlled contact? Controlled contact means he knows it's going to happen before it happens. That means if somebody's going to do a step back and a spin move, and he knows he has to prepare for that and prepare the shoulder for that type of contact, that's exactly what he's going to do. It's predictable. He's not playing in a way where he's not expecting any type of contact to that shoulder. And that's saying something. That means himself, his camp, the New York Knicks, the medical doctors, maybe collectively all of them, don't think that Randle has what it takes right now to take enough contact to that shoulder, because maybe they think if he does take contact, he could re-injure it or do more harm than good to it. And I think that says something. It's significant. That means we're a couple of weeks away from Randle maybe even taking contact. And you know what happens when you take contact, right? You don't just take contact and then jump back into action. It's also a progression from there. You take contact by one-on-one. Then you do contact drills. Then it's 2-on-2. More contact drills. 3-on-3. 4-on-4. 5-on-5. And then once you can practice with the team for a full 5-on-5 practice without any limitations, and you can do so each and every day without any issues or obstacles from the medical staff, that's when you can come back. You know how many weeks that is? We are several weeks away, it sounds like, from Julius Randle joining this Knicks team. And the problem is, we need a couple of games of Randle being healthy and joining this team so we can gain that chemistry. If Randle's going to come back and not be fully healthy and still hesitate when he takes contact on that shoulder, I don't know what's going to happen with this Knicks team, because he's a major factor with regards to the New York Knicks and what they want to do in the postseason. But if he has to hesitate on each and every single one of his movements, that's not going to help the Knicks. It's going to hurt the Knicks. So I don't think he's going to return until he can take contact with that shoulder and not hesitate and not be in a lot of pain. That's the whole thing there. He has to be able to take contact, deal with the pain, and continue to play. And that's going to be the biggest issue for him moving forward when he takes contact to that shoulder, whether he can deal with the contact and pain and play through it. Because if he can't, he might have to get benched. If he does more damage to it, he might have to get shoulder surgery sooner rather than later. And nobody wants to see that happen to Julius Randle. Everybody wants to see Randle come back as healthy as possible, playing that same style of bully ball that he was playing before he got hurt. That same style of bully ball that made him a three-time All-Star, making him have one of the best seasons of his entire career because he was understanding the matchups, what to do against them, and how to abuse them down low. That's exactly what we wanted to see from Julius Randle for so many years now. Even better, we now have the talent on this roster that can make Julius Randle even more effective. Bojan Bogdanovic, Alec Burks, Dante DiVincenzo, Jalen Brunson, they all shoot the three ball better than 40%. And you have Julius Randle, the bully, down low, drawing two defenders, sometimes three defenders. Who's going to be open on the wings now, on the perimeter? All of those shooters? That means the defense has to make a decision. Do I leave this three-point shooter or do I go after Randle? If I leave the three-point shooter, he's likely going to make me pay. But if I don't double Randle and I let him go one-on-one against another player, he is going to eat him alive, destroy him, and might get contact and go to the line and finish anyways. So you're going to have to make that decision. The Knicks have not been able to give the defenses this type of choice in such a long time. We now have the talent on the roster to do so. One of the missing pieces, really and truly, is Julius Randle. But it's the Julius Randle who's not settling for jump shots, who's not shooting 1,000 threes. It's the Julius Randle who understands his size, understands his position, and understands his strength, especially down low, especially when he's driving down low. That Julius Randle is nearly unstoppable. And that's the Randle I want to see come back. Whether or not we get that Randle is going to be anybody's guess. But I think the medical staff and even Julius Randle himself knows he has to be effective in one specific way. And if he can't come back in that way, I don't think he's going to rush himself back. I think he's going to wait. Even though he wants to come back, I still think he's going to wait until he comes back the right way. And that might be a couple weeks from now. And I think the New York Knicks, us as fans, we have to understand it. Maybe he was close at some point in time, but clearly, until he can take full contact, he is going to be a couple of weeks away, and we all have to understand that. And Ian Begley is not the only NBA insider suggesting this. Tim Bontemps of ESPN also stated the following about Julius Randle and his injury. According to Bontemps, Julius Randle remains working in controlled contact situations as he recovers from his shoulder injury, with Thibodeau not disclosing a current timetable for him to move forward to his 5-on-5 practice, as that's the next step in his recovery. This report here absolutely supports Ian Begley's report earlier regarding Tom Thibodeau and what he said about Randle and his recovery time. And TNT's Jared Greenberg also said the following about Julius Randle. He still needs to do some significant strengthening to that shoulder and needs to get the confidence that that shoulder will not pop out again. This, for me, is the most telling update of them all. He has to do more strength training to that shoulder to gain confidence in the fact that once he hits it, it won't pop out again. He has to do more strength training? Julius Randle? If that's the case, like I said before, this is bad news for the New York Knicks because it likely means that Randle is going to be missing the next several weeks as he gets back from that shoulder injury because it's clear he needs to first condition that shoulder, make sure he can take contact with it without hesitation, and he's not going to be scared, and he has the confidence that when he takes a hit to it, it's not going to pop out. Now, maybe they can float without Randle because now they have OG back, they're going to get Mitchell Robinson back, Isaiah Hartenstein is going to get fully healthy soon and hopefully not have a minutes restriction anymore. So you're going to have that happen as well. And then you have a solid backup in Precious Achiuwa, who's doing everything right now that he can possibly do to make sure the New York Knicks don't miss Julius Randle too much. And you got to give Precious a little bit of praise for that. Either way, he cannot and we can't expect him to make up for Julius Randle and who he is. Remember, Randle's a three-time All-Star, so we need him back. But we need him back fully healthy without hesitation. So that's the Randle I want back. And if we need to wait several additional weeks in order to get that Randle back, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm okay with doing it. I may not like it. It may hurt the Knicks in the long run. But you know what? I think a healthy Julius Randle going into the postseason is the best thing for the New York Knicks. It may hurt the Knicks in terms of seeding. I can't sit here and lie about that. But if the Knicks can manage to stay afloat, remain a good playoff team, maybe take that 3 spot, or if they can't, remain in the 4 and 5 spot and still go into the playoffs like that, I think Julius Randle coming back at that point would be a major impact and a difference maker for the New York Knicks, especially if he's healthy. A healthy Julius Randle without any limitation to that shoulder is exactly what this team needs. Continue putting that work in, Julius. Continue doing what you need to do. I know for you, you're not going to stop. You're going to continue to do each and everything you need to do as best as you possibly can in order to get back for the New York Knicks this season before we head into the playoffs. Because I know you know this team needs you at least for 5 to 10 games minimum so you can gain chemistry with this new roster, with Bojan, with Burks, how that looks like with Dante and Jalen on the floor. If that's a lineup that Tom Thibodeau throws out there, maybe he throws out there a different lineup. Either way, you're going to need more games underneath your belt when you come back in order to get prepared for the postseason. You can't just go to the postseason without any games played and think you're going to have a major impact. That could happen, but the likelihood of that happening is very low. Come back with at least 10 games of the regular season left. If that could happen possibly, then maybe the New York Knicks can get into the postseason, not only with a fully healthy roster, but with a roster that has chemistry together and can make a deep playoff push. At the end of the day, that's what all Knicks fans want to see. We don't want to see a second round anymore. We want to see the Eastern Conference Finals or better. This Knicks team has a shot to do that, especially if they have a healthy Julius to enter the postseason. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest updates about Julius Randle and his controlled contact? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.